Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Behind the Creative podcast. My guest today, it's kind of a special day because they are folks that work directly with me. They are Holland Dang, and he's the VP Creative Director of Art, and Carrie Morris, she's the VP Creative Director of Copy here at Proximal Health. And today, we're going to talk about the topic of remote teamwork. We all know that the environment has changed drastically since COVID, and today we want to talk about working successfully as a team remotely. So Carrie is remote and she works out of Columbus, Ohio, and Holland is local, working from our offices 3 days a week. And I found the partnership between them to be just as strong as if they're two people that are sitting in this practically in the same room. So I wanted to do this podcast to talk about, you know, how to create a successful remote team. So they're here today to talk to me a little bit about how they work together and work to manage their team. So how long have the two of you been working together?
Well, I'll jump in. This is Carrie. We've been working together just a little over a year. I joined the agency back in early June of 2021. So I don't know if we're still in the honeymoon phase or not, but here we are.
Yeah, I like to say that it's been over a year, but it feels like we've been together forever.
Aw, that's sweet.
I'm hurting you right now, Holland.
So I'll start with asking Holland on this one and then Carrie, you weigh in. Would you say the two of you are alike?
I think in some ways, I think we have share similar personality traits. Like we joke around that we both act like children more than anything else, but we have our, you know, our nuances or our different approaches to the work that we feel like complement each other as well. It's so we have parts of us that are the same, but then also other areas where though we're different, they kind of play to each other's strengths and weaknesses and fill in the gaps.
Nice. Carrie?
I think if people were to see us together, not that we're a couple, this is a partnership, they wouldn't necessarily think that we were creative partners on the surface. But as Holland said, you know, we both can have a very sophomoric sense of humor, which comes in handy in this industry at times. And we joke around a lot while we're working, but you know, there's a Picasso quote that says, "Inspiration exists, but it has to find us working." So while we have fun, we also work really, really hard. And you know, we both have an appreciation for great creative work, and we have, you know, similar creative sensibilities. The great thing is, you know, we can easily build off each other's ideas, that kind of yes and mentality, which is great.
I love that. That's awesome. And I've experienced that with the two of you as well, which is wonderful. So one of the things that I think you guys are very good at is staying connected while physically apart. So talk to us a little bit about how you do that, because I think that I see some people do it very well and others may struggle a little bit. So
I can field this first. You know, me being the 100% remote person, I can't just, you know, drop by Holland's desk and chat. So we've really made it a point to call each other up on Teams, on video chat. And if we have time, we'll, you know, we'll spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes a half hour if we have it, just talking about what's going on in our lives and, you know, something fun that happened that's completely unrelated to work. You know, you build connection that way. And we really try to make time for that. You know, we don't always say goodbye to each other at the end of the day, but oftentimes we do. You know, it's certainly a day doesn't go by that we don't interact multiple times, unless one of us is perhaps on vacation. So there's intention there. And, you know, much like a marriage, you know, it takes work to make it work.
Yeah. And I think just to speak to that, it's about effort, right? Like at the end of the day, you know, you talk about, you know, our locations being in that, like, you know, that we're physically so far away. But if you think about effort into the people that even could sit right next to you, right beside you, and if you don't put in the effort of getting to know them to make sure that you're connected creatively in the work that you do, things will go by where you just don't have that partnership with somebody. So I feel like where you're physically at, you know, your location doesn't always matter. It's just how much effort are you willing to put into your partnership and making sure that you're connected all the way through.
I love that. And I know I see that with the two of you, and it really, it's one of those things. It's kind of like chemistry. You can't quite put your finger on it, but you know that it's working and that you guys are connected. And I do see that that filters down all the way throughout the entire creative team. And, you know, I think anytime when people need to see that the leaders like really do like and respect each other. And when they see that, that's a behavior that people, you know, emulate. So I think you guys have really created that with the team, which is awesome.
And I might add that, you know, when I do visit the office, Holland has encouraged me, actually insisted that I don't sit out at a desk, you know, in just the middle of the agency, but rather share his office with him and sit on the other side of his desk with him. And sometimes I feel guilty that I'm invading his space, but it really is, it is great to spend that time together so closely when we do have it.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys do that. And I think that's terrific because, you know, you not only are you working well remotely, but you take advantage of that time whenever you are in the office to make sure that you're spending as much time together as you possibly can, which I think is terrific. And definitely something that, you know, people should kind of take away and think about. You know, sometimes, you know, just if you're remote and you get to be together, just hang out together in the same, you know, office or conference room. It really makes a big difference. So how do you handle conflicts?
I guess I can start here. Is we actually, I don't think we actually fight a whole lot.
We arm wrestle.
Well, there you go.
When we're creatively together and, you know, you're working on concepts and brainstorming, you're not always going to agree. And I think Carrie nodded to that a little bit in the beginning of this conversation, was that to build on one another and to acknowledge the good in every idea. And I think what our strength is, and I think most creative teams that have a really great partnership, is always the building of and, right? It's like, oh, I like that part of it, but what if you did it like this? And what if we did it like that? And then taking that nugget of a great idea. And I think that's, you know, the really special part is that there's never a time where I just feel like Carrie just slams the idea and just hates every part of it. I mean, she laughs at it and then I feel some type of way, but she always gives me, that was a good nugget, let me build on that.
Right.
For sure. I mean, not to sugarcoat this, but I really struggle to think of a time where, you know, we just completely disagreed and couldn't get past it. You know, as Holland said, you know, one of us may have a nugget of an idea and the other one, you know, we'll just take it and kind of chew on it and say, okay, well, maybe it doesn't work this way, but what if we spun it this way? And, you know, it can take us to, you know, new and beautiful places. I think that gets down to, you know, our respect, our deep respect of each other, and what each of us brings to the table.
So I would love to understand a little about that in terms of not just the work, but, you know, the management of the people, the department?
Yeah, I think it does still boil down to that same thing, right? It, like, you think about, you know, the situations that we run into, whether it's like the work not being where it needs to be, or a collaboration between two people, or how we interact with one another if we disagree on a timeline or something like that, like more granular in that aspect. It's always still getting to the underlying thing of why does the other person need that? Understanding there's something there that we need to hold on to. And then how do we build that and to get something that benefits the most amount of people from it? And I think that's our problem solving mantra in a way, right, creatively and throughout our entire process, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like, you know, leadership really has to play in to those situations when you have conflicts and you almost need to try even a little harder to connect. So I think a lot of those leadership skills are the things that that really take over in those situations, from what I can see with your relationship.
Agree, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So what about when you hit a creative wall?
That calls for usually each of us getting a snack and, you know, refreshing our energy. You know, we will sometimes meander then off course and just not think about the work specifically, because let's face it, you know, you can draw inspiration from so many things in so many places just in the world around you. So, you know, we can just start talking about things, not the work necessarily. And if you take your mind off it, a lot of times that's when inspiration will hit. And we'll encourage each other. Like maybe one of us is just not feeling it at a particular time. The other one's really great about bringing the other one along and kind of re-engaging the other one. You know, if we both get to a point where it's like, okay, we're just spent for right now. We know when to call it for the day and say, you know what, let's get back at this tomorrow when we're fresh. But what I think is really cool is, again, how we're able to bring each other along, because we have had those situations where one of us is, you know, just, oh man, I don't know what to do with this. And the other one will say, well, what about this? What do you think about this? And it usually works.
Yeah, I think there's a part of it that's, it's all about trust in one another. Like for me, I just feel like we trust that we have this experience and we have trust in one another that if we might not hit it today, we're definitely going to hit it tomorrow or the next day or whatever that is. It's just know that, you know, that if we're hitting a creative wall right now, that something good's just going to be around the corner in a couple, you know, just a little bit of time. And I think we don't get frustrated by that because we just know that if it's not going to come from me, it's going to come from her. And if it's not going to come from her, I hope it's going to come from me. So it's just that trust that we built with one another where we don't fret about it. We just know it's going to come and we know it's going to be good.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that comes with experience and I think that also helps a lot as well. How do you handle the situations where maybe your team members are remote and they don't have as much experience as the two of you do? How do you guide them? How do you get them pulled together? I know that you guys spend a lot of time together. Do your team members do the same, or do you sometimes have to jump in and sort of coax that along a little?
I mean, for me, I have an interesting situation in that, you know, all of the writers and editors who report up through me, all of them are remote. So, you know, no one is in the office on a regular basis. So I am not interacting in person with my direct reports. And, you know, we are really good about keeping our weekly one-on-one meetings. Mm-hmm. And that's a great opportunity for coaching. I had one earlier this morning, as a matter of fact, with a writer, and, you know, was sharing some tips and tricks and thoughts. So I think, you know, getting to know each team member is so important, and knowing how they work, how they like to work, what their strengths are, trying to give them work that plays to those strengths, makes them more likely to be engaged and happy and motivated to do great work.
Definitely. I think you can never underestimate the one-on-one meeting. It's important. Or I know with the three of us, we often meet together every week, and you know, you really start to peel apart some of the stuff that's under the surface. I think when people are just coming to work and getting their work done, you start to get a sense of the nuances of things that might be going on that you can sort of get in front of. And I think that, you know, at some agencies I did one-on-ones and earlier, and other agencies I didn't, and I couldn't believe the difference. And once I realized the power of them, I really try to stay true to that.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to like also setting a really great example for them. You know, Gary and I, we went back to this idea of effort and all the things that we do to help each other be a good partnership, right? It's very purposeful. I mean, we do some of it naturally, but we do other things from learning off of one another and how to troubleshoot all the little things along the way that would separate us. We just hold on to each other as tight as we can, and we just keep going, right? And then, you know, these similar themes happen to other teams as well. They just need the help, need a little bit of help of what are those techniques that we do to help stay together. And, you know, and it was a really great story, I think, that meant a lot to me back in the beginning. And I never even told Carrie this before, but I have a very particular way I work. It's like, if we've got a concept for something, I set the whole week's worth of meetings on concept time at the beginning. And I find all the open times because our calendars get filled up a lot. As time went on, Carrie started doing that for me. Like I didn't have to do that anymore, because Carrie would immediately say, oh, let me set all of our week's meetings so we can fill it in. And that meant a lot to me as a partner, because I'm not the one who's always driving, making sure we have time to work with each other, making time to make sure that we get things done in our day. But she filled that in for me. And now we do it seamlessly. We don't even think about it. Once a project comes, whoever hits it first. And that's effort, right? And that's special. And if we do that and show that to our teams, they, you know, we're leading by example.
Yeah. And I think what's nice about that is it shows like one small thing that really doesn't take that much time means so much to your partner, right? Like, wow, they went out of their way to do that. And it may, you know, if you're very busy, that little act could have just been a little bit, you know, too much to take on at that moment. But the thoughtfulness of somebody doing that is, you know, it really helps build trust and a relationship, which I think is awesome. So, last question. What is the single most important factor that makes your partnership work?
I think for me, at least, the word has already been bandied about a lot, and that's trust. There is unflappable, unfailing trust between Helen and me. I always want to do right by him. I believe he feels the same about me. You know, we are there for each other, and you know, I know he's never gonna do me wrong. And you know, when you're concepting, trust is such an important thing, because let's face it, you're being very vulnerable. You're exposing your innermost thoughts and ideas to somebody else to critique. And you know, it's like sometimes just really dumb stuff comes out because it has to go somewhere. And, you know, it's great that we have a laugh, but, you know, we don't make fun of each other. We might, but it's all in good fun. It just, again, knowing I can be vulnerable with him and say, all right, you know, here's an idea. It might sound really crazy, but I'm just going to blurt it out. What do you think?
Right.
And, you know, he'll sit there and sometimes he'll say, ah, you're nuts. Or he'll say, no, I think there's something there. So just, you know, knowing we can trust each other with everything, you know, how we manage the creative department, you know, how we handle situations with individual team members. We are in lockstep with each other and we trust what the other is going to do.
Nice. Now, Holland, you have to answer that same question and I'll repeat it. What's the single most important factor that makes your partnership work, but it can't be trust?
Well, I trust that you would steal that answer. I would have to say, you know, I was racking my brain about it, right? So I was the way when you're luckily, I do have one. I think any partnership or any relationship comes down to communication. We're the best at communicating. I think if that's our special skill, we talk to each other in and out about every little thing, about how we feel about something too. And I guess that leans into trust because I could say what I want to say to Carrie and Carrie can say what she wants to me. And sometimes we don't always, again, we don't always agree or we don't feel, you know, great about whatever the other person is saying. We still know that if we say it, they'll take it, they'll do something with it and they won't dismiss it. They will build upon it. So communication all day, every day.
I completely agree. And I think that, you know, I have that with both of you together and separately in our separate relationships as well. And, you know, I'm just really grateful that we have that. You know, when you're in an advertising agency or any kind of communications company, and you're trying to get a lot done and you've got a lot of production going on and ideas flying around, it can get messy. And it's okay as long as you have that trust and ability to, you know, have that conversation. Sometimes they're not always easy. Sometimes they're really easy and sometimes they're downright fun, which we have to have fun, right? But, you know, I just want to tell both of you, I'm very, very, very grateful and have a lot of gratitude that I get the opportunity to work with both of you. And you know, I've learned a lot from your partnership and I really appreciate it. I know the team has well. So thank you both so much for your time. Again, this was Holland Dang, VP Creative Director of Art, and Carrie Morris, VP Creative Director of Copy at Proximal Health, sharing their wisdom about how to work remotely and have great teamwork while you're at it. So thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
My pleasure.